the case against Bob McDonnell wasn't just a soap opera about a wealthy businessman buying the wife of a governor designer clothing to get his way. Justices of the Supreme Court say it was also about overzealous prosecutors who were wrong to conclude official acts included things like setting up a meeting or hosting an event at the governor's mansion.
That clears the law up for federal prosecutors as well as politicians, and that's the critical piece of this case.
That's Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey, who says the court's more narrow definition of official act requires a higher level of proof for a specific action.
An official action which causes some decision maker to make a decision they would not have otherwise made but for the quid pro quo.
White-collar defense attorney Michael Levy says the court wanted to make sure elected officials could be responsive to constituents, even wealthy benefactors, without crossing a line into corruption.
The Supreme Court unanimously tried to draw that line in a way that would allow true corruption to be prosecuted without interfering with basic representative democracy.
Justice Antonin Scalia might not have been on the court for the ruling, but his spirit was. Justices relied on his opinion in a previous case to guide the decision in the McDonnell case. I'm Michael Pope.